Okay, ready? Alright. The meeting of the Board of Adjustment is called to order. My name is Roger Boatman. I will be chairing the meeting this evening and would ask that the rest of the committee members introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Greg Meyer, District 2.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, Member-at-Large.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Mickey Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay, at this time we'll read the protocol for the from the statute of the state of Minnesota.
Statute that we'll be following tonight is Minnesota Statute 394.27, Subdivision 7, Practical Difficulties. The Board of Adjustment shall have the exclusive power to order the issuance of variances from the requirements of any official control, including restrictions placed on nonconformities. Variances shall only be permitted when they are in harmony with the general purposes and intent of the official control, and when the variances are consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variances may be granted when the applicant for the variance establishes that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties, as used in connection with the granting of a variance, means that the property owner proposes to use a property in a reasonable manner not permitted by the official control. The plight of the landowner is due to the circumstances unique to the property not created by the landowner, and the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. Economic considerations alone do not constitute practical difficulties. Practical difficulties include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar energy systems. Variances shall be granted for earth shelter construction as defined in Section 216C.06, Subdivision 14, when in harmony with the official controls. No variances may be granted that would allow any use that is not allowed in the zoning district in which the subject property is located. The Board of Adjustments may impose conditions in granting a variance. A condition must be directly related and must bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Okay, thank you. The protocol for the meeting this evening will be as follows. The administrative staff will introduce the application. Applicants or other representative will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one in the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through the board. Sufficient time will be given for those who want to speak. After the comments, the administrative staff will read correspondence not in the packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate upon the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. One, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. Number two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions relating to the county official control. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal the decision within 30 days to the district court. Questions regarding the appeal process can be discussed with the administrative staff after this hearing. Okay. Please shut off all electronic devices and we will continue.
Mr. Chair, first applicant of old business is Christopher Nord, requesting an extension for recorded document number 697842. It's a previous approved variance for a 30 by 40 building on Munson Lake.
Okay. Christopher Nord in the audience. Okay. All right, this is a what carryover from last
year
month.
It didn't get accomplished.
So right. We need to...
2-year extension is the request.
Yep, give them the... Oh, somebody want to...
I'll make a motion.
Motion?
Yep, it's already been approved, so make a motion.
Approve it.
2 years.
Second. Okay, motion and second. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That is carried. On to new business.
First applicant, Anthony and Kim Matter, requesting a variance to construct a deck to be located 68 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the required 100.
Okay. Anthony or Kim in the audience? Yep. Yeah. You want to step forward? It shouldn't take long.
Is that mic on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Pretty black and white.
Yes.
I mean, it's, yeah.
I've got a window that's going bad on that garage, so I thought I could put a patio door in there and then put a deck out front.
Okay. But you're not going to be closer than 68 feet to, okay. Any other questions of the applicant?
No.
Any correspondence?
No, sir.
Hearing none. We'll close testimony and deliberate, even have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve. I think the request is minimal. I don't feel it'll change the character and locality at all and fits within the general intent of the ordinance.
I'll second it.
Okay. Mr. Scaline seconds it. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, that is passed. Congrats.
Thank you.
Next applicant, Charlie and Lynn Moan, requesting a variance to construct a dwelling and attached garage to be located 27 feet and 29 feet respectively from a right-of-way deviating from the required setback of 45.
Good evening.
Good evening. You're welcome.
Yeah, I guess I'll start off. Do you guys have any questions for me? Or I mean, I can
give us just a brief synopsis.
So we have a very unique old cobbled together mobile home with addition. Mm-hmm. We initially considered remodeling, but at some point we just decided that it's not really worth it. We were better off, you know, going with the required setbacks from the lake and getting out the impact zone.
Yep.
We thought we were all obviously in compliance with everything, but then found that we were, I think it's, you know, 27 and 29 feet away from the right of way, which is too close.
Yep.
Our lot is, you know, obviously it's a really unique small lot, love the location, but we just don't have the space. I think it's on the roadside, I think it's 67 feet wide on the lakeside, I think it's 65 feet on the front. And then I think it's like 119 feet deep, 134 to the ordinary high water. So again, we got it as far back as, you know, we could from the lake, but then that's what got us too close to the road. So, yeah.
How far are you back from the lake?
5-0.
How much?
5-0.
50 to the deck, 56 to the house.
Moving farther away from the lake than he is now.
Yep.
Okay. And the road.
I didn't see.
Closer to the road right now. Okay. All of his setbacks are increasing.
And there's a large
concrete
patio on the lake side that's going to come
off
too.
All right. Any questions of the applicant?
That's what I was going to ask. I didn't see an email because now he's been emailing. Late before, he used to send a letter or whatever, you know, but no, I haven't seen anything.
Okay, yeah, we're 50.
So I want to make sure the county highway department's okay with it.
Oh, sure.
Okay. They're throwing snow at their wings and,
yeah,
you know, because they're not going to go through there 5 miles an hour. They'll go through at 45.
Right.
Yeah, kick mailboxes. Snow out. That's what they got to do. I mean,
so what is it, 20?
If they're okay with it, I mean, that's that would be the only concern I'd have is Jonah and his crew. And if they're not expressing concern, then what are we going to do?
Yeah. Sure. 27. Yep. No correspondence on that, Kyle?
Nope.
No? Hearing none. Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Okay. Hearing none. No correspondence. We'll close testimony. Okay. What's your thoughts?
Improvement all the way around. Yep. I mean, all the setbacks are better. I mean, he's out of the shore impact zone, which is what we're always trying to achieve.
Yep.
He's going to have less impervious coverage.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, he's not trying to build something that he wants an impervious variance for.
Right.
So, I mean, we're not even trying to do mitigation. I mean, it just...
Right.
Yep.
they have what they have now, and they're just going to rebuild something new that's more functional and more...
Exactly.
Yep.
It'll be just much better. It is in tough shape. Motion to approve based on the finding of facts that it will fit within the harmony intent of the ordinance. I think it's an improvement all the way around. Will definitely improve the character of locality.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Let him have it.
Dell?
Dell have it.
I don't want to separate you guys.
Oh, no.
All right, Dell, you got a second on that one.
I agree.
Any other comments? All in favor, raise your right hand. Hey, you got to slow down, guys, now.
He's got to keep you on your toes, Roger.
I'm on my toes. I'm on my tippy toes. All right, number three.
Next applicant, Thomas Bainon, requesting a variance to be at 28.5% impervious coverage, deviating from the allowable 25.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. I'm Thomas.
Okay.
I'm Andrew, the contractor.
Okay.
So what we're looking to do is they've got a whole family cabin. We'd like to demolish that, construct a new. We're moving the cabin back further from the existing location from the lake. We're also improving the side yard setbacks. We're replacing a septic as part of the projects to get that within compliance. So really, we're just asking for the overage coverage so we can have a driveway.
Okay, we were out and looked at it last Thursday. So we saw what you're trying to do. You're trying to get farther from the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a tension just because you're over the impervious, so are you can control the rainwater coming off the roof.
Yep. So it'll be all guttered.
But then where does it go after gutters?
I mean, eventually it'll make its way to the lake, but based on the conversation with Renner Excavating, we'll have some swales on the side of the yard.
You could do some French drains.
French drains.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, that might be something. I mean, because when you're over there impervious, that's our goal, is to not get that heat transfer into the water, right?
Sure.
Heats the nemesis for the lake is water coming off the shingles way too hot and making it to the lake and then causing weeds.
So. And you've got a spillway there anyway.
Right.
To the lake.
So if you can manage the drain water, I mean.
That's what I was thinking. French drains on basically coming off of all the corners of the roof.
What are you going to do for a driveway for the garage?
Right now, I think they're planning on asphalt.
That would be one way to improve on your impervious. Yeah. You wouldn't, if you didn't put down asphalt, you know, or you even just left it like it is.
You're giving that water a head start with that asphalt on its way to the lake.
I know both of your neighbors have nice driveways, but, you know.
Could they do like a little, I didn't go to this site, so I will admit, but could they do a little retention pond? It's just, you know. Put it in water infiltration. I mean, it doesn't take much to do.
It's going
to
run right up against the building.
There ain't a whole lot of room for it. Right?
No.
They do intend to occupy year round, so they're going to move up to this house and live year round.
Yeah.
So we thought asphalt would make the most sense for snowboarding.
Well, aesthetically, it makes a lot of sense. But for the water runoff, we've got a requirement to slow that down if we can as a board. I mean, that's one of our objectives. And you look down the beach there's some nice concrete driveways, and we're just trying to minimize that and see if there's an alternative. There's no way you can have a water retention pond there or just somewhere.
I think you have a really narrow
lot.
Yeah,
it's a 50 foot wide lot.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a nice lot, a beautiful lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there any way water can be channeled into a French drain off the driveway or something like a grate or something? I don't know.
Kyle, you want to
answer that? Think it could whoever sets up the elevation of your driveway, they can certainly put some type of depression there where it...
Right, that's what I was going to say. You can adjust your elevation. You have to work with the current elevation. That's where I was thinking in my head is raise the driveway and then you can re-slope it. Or even a...
Some type of depression there where you could catch that.
Out on Cozy Cove when you work with that guy, I mean, he's put some French drains in there. Now, that Mark or Karen's name, you guys worked with him, and his water doesn't sit in his driveway anymore, but it goes, at least it filters.
Filters down.
It doesn't just sheet flow into the lake.
Yeah. The intersection of the asphalt to the concrete, basically in that area, if you had basically just like a little bit of a drain going down, sure. And then send that into a French drain with drain tile.
Okay.
That would definitely
let's
help.
Let's do that, yeah. We'd be happy to do that.
So you're fine if we make that as a condition?
Yes.
Okay. I'd be happy with that as a condition, I think. How are we going to work that?
It's got to mitigate the runoff of the driveway. They're going to have to adjust the elevation. I mean, I'm not... I can make the motion.
You want to make a motion?
Do it for both the house and for the driveway.
Yep.
Add the drains
yep.
and...
So what they're asking for is exactly within the harmony of the neighborhood, not going to affect the locality. But we do need to be cognizant of the heat and the flow of the water. So we need to mitigate the water runoff from the house through French drains or whatever, soil and water, which that's what they should be consulting with the Soil and Water Conservation District.
Yeah.
Clem or his staff, and then to the driveway, if we are going to make it impervious, which it sounds like that's what their request is, it's not too big. I'm outside of the 25%, so they need to figure out how to mitigate the water runoff by elevation changes through grading.
Okay. Yeah. Just a minute. You got that, Nikki?
Yep.
Mr. Chair, I just...
Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
I have just one thing to add for consideration, if Cole would consider it. Given the statement made by the watershed, I think it would be a fair trade-off that these folks are currently at 65.9 feet, going to 78. That's a 20% increase in setback from the lake.
Yep.
I think is a fair trade for
I agree.
That increase in lot coverage. I mean, 20% is considerable. So
yeah,
20% is considerable, but we're still going to require the water.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But,
right.
All
right.
So I mean,
what you're saying is, without that, it would have been a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, well, we probably wouldn't approve it.
Right.
I mean, if you leave it here and I want to build something new, I mean, I think the landowner is making their best effort.
There's a significant improvement.
Yep, there. Significant improvement. I agree.
Okay, Nikki, you want to read that back to us? Let me see.
No.
She's got that thing right there.
She's got the recorder there.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure that we get with the Clem guy.
Yeah, you've got that in there.
That's in there. That's soil and water. I mean, they're going to consult.
Yeah. Okay, that's my concern.
And that's how they're going to mitigate the rough runoff, and they're going to mitigate the driveway runoff.
Yep, cool beans.
I mean, we're not going to probably get 100%, but you're going to get...
Better than what
we got already.
Better than asphalt driveway.
Right.
Okay. Any second on that?
I'll second.
Dell seconds. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand. Pose. That is carried. Congrats.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yep.
Next applicant, Scott and Mamie Anderson, requesting a variance to replace an existing detached garage with a detached garage in the same footprint with increased living space to be located 1 foot from the side property line, DB1 from the required 5.4, and to be located 20 feet from the right-of-way, deviating from the required 45. Just in short, there's an existing building there if they're looking to add a second story.
Okay.
Good evening, Board. I'm Raymond Redding with RCH Custom Homes.
Okay.
Scott Anderson.
Okay. Welcome. I got a question. Do you want to give a brief discussion of what you're presenting or proposing, I guess? Excuse me.
Correct. So we did a remodel this last year and stuff for the Andersons on the lake there. They wanted to keep their existing cabin instead of tearing it down and redoing new. So with that being said, we could install the new septic system to be in compliance and stuff, since everybody in the whole lake is having to go around and install new septic systems. So we got this septic system in compliance with the mound system, of course.
Yep.
So what we have is the Sawchucks that live next door, three people, but they also had a mound system. So the existing garage that was detached was in the lower gradient area between there, and then when the Andersons installed to be in compliance with their septic system, it created like a dam between both parcels, you know, in the area where the garage is at. So with heavy rain inundation coming off with the road right away and stuff coming down towards the garage, and also spring melt this season, I sent a video to the county here. It showed over 6 inches in their garage, and the garage now is full of mold. So it's like a collecting point now of a negative gradient through their whole property. So the whole goal is to go back to the house, build that up, put drain tile in everywhere between the Sawchuck residence and the Anderson residence to take that overflow groundwater and make a drain field below ground to keep it away from the lake. and have it go back towards the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on the roadside then to get that and put a drain tile there also and bring that around the septic system and create another drain field right off the road right away. And then the goal is to rebuild that up at a higher gradient, the existing garage exactly on the same footprint where it's at. But our request today is to go vertical then with that smaller garage so they have extra storage since they chose to keep the existing cabin because it was in their family forever and they like the aesthetics of it. So storage is an issue. So that's what we're asking for that. And we felt it was conforming with the rest of the other residences with their detached two-story garages up and down 131. Then we can, then the Andersons don't have to worry anymore about water going into the garage anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a question on the 1 foot side property line.
Yeah, it's tough.
Man, that's,
yeah,
that's.
Yeah. And it gets to be a battle. I respect your position on that. It gets to be a battle because what you have is you have that existing septic system, which is good.
Yeah.
And we're improving our water quality, so we get that. And then, of course, they have their septic there also. So.
Okay. Well, here's my question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How can we increase that from 1 foot to a greater number?
Well, I don't know how we could, and the reason why I say that is because of the distance between the existing garage and the current septic system. And so what we did is we took that, how you usually have your 4-to-1 side slopes off of those mound systems, we blocked that back and created that retaining wall as you've seen when you went into your inspection. And so that was so they could at least have a cart path, a walkway to their house. Because if we didn't do that, they wouldn't have it. So if we move over a foot, they would lose that cart path also, and they wouldn't have that comfortable walking path to their home. It would be very difficult to get to their house. That's how. And plus, and by having it currently where it's currently at and leaving it there, it's just the septic system from the neighbors that's there also. So what we're gonna do is that distance between the two is on the side of the garage. When the garage is removed, is put the drain tile on the property line, exactly on the line, the whole way from up at the current house all the way back through that drain build, which helps take anything off of there. We take all that water and keep it up away from the lake. So we felt it was a good win-win for environmental and also to kind of get it so they don't have a flooded garage for a moment. So.
Any comments from your neighbor? Does he have any?
No, I've worked with Ted on several different projects and it's been, he's all for it.
Okay.
Good person. Yeah, he's in.
Do I understand this correctly that we're currently at 1 foot right now with the exact same location footprint size?
We're keeping exactly the same.
Just going up.
Correct.
Going
up. Correct. That's all I've changed.
I've got no problem. With that. But by the time you put your gutters.
The neighbor's house has got to be within 1 foot of your property line.
Yeah, me and Craig were just looking at that.
It looks like almost exactly.
When I drove over there and walked it, I'm like, these two roof lines are like aligning with each other. Like,
yeah.
Like it's almost like they're trading their 1 footers together. I mean, I'm not a surveyor, so I don't know where the pins are exactly. But I mean, when I looked at the roof lines, I'm like, wow, this is like a. They agree because we don't take over the eaves. You know, the eaves are not the structure, so it's like, well, they're kind of just trading horses here.
When they came out and surveyed, that's when the lines moved.
Well, they always do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the lakeside lines didn't move at all. But ours moved four feet along the road.
Say four?
4 feet came over. And so
That does happen. I mean, we've done rods and chains before, and now GPS. So.
Yeah. And then upgraded all their septics. You know, like what's up with their septic.
But for me, it's a fire safety issue. I mean, we're permitting something to be.
Yeah.
I mean, we're burning two of them down tonight, not one.
But the cabins are closer though than there is the garage to anything else.
The garage isn't closer near though.
The garage isn't near. One of the houses goes up. I mean,
not the garage.
The garage is a lot farther away.
It is. Yeah. And there's just a septic next door. It's just grass. So
postage stamp lots.
Yes, that's right.
They are.
Yeah.
50 feet's hard to fit.
It is.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted their slice of heaven.
Well, any other questions of the applicant here and the proximity of the...
I do have one. The septic is rated for this additional bathroom living quarters? Because you said storage initially, but then obviously in the plan, there's bathroom.
That is correct, yep.
So the septic, you're going to be able to tie in? There's no question there.
100%. Okay. Yep, we're working with that.
Okay. Any other question? Correspondence? None?
No, sir.
No. Okay. Okay. Hearing no further questions, we'll close testimony.
I'll make a motion. It's not changing the locality at all. It's doing exactly what it is. It's going up.
Solving a water problem.
And they're solving a water problem that we already have. And I mean, it's just a benefit to the area, I guess, maybe to the whole thing. So.
Okay.
Second.
You want a second on that?
Craig did.
Oh, Craig did. All right. Excuse me. My right ear isn't. All right. Motion and a second. Okay. Any other thoughts on the motion or second? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? At best.
Thank you.
Next applicant, Leo Keene and Gail Leonard, requesting a variance to construct a storage shed on an existing foundation to be located 3 feet from the side property line, deviating from 10.
Yep.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're good, Kyle?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Gonna reorganize here just a minute. All right. You want to be 3 feet from the side property line.
That's correct. It's a storage shed for primarily for our garden tools,
miscellaneous. Yep.
Lawnmowers. Right now, the place I'm able to store it is in the garage, which is down below, down a fairly steep embankment. That's the storage we have is that garage. It has been inconvenient to bring things up to the top where I have to mow and water and so on. When we bought the property, there was an existing shed on a foundation.
Okay.
The exact foundation where we want to build our shed. That little shed had to be torn down to get the variance to build our lake home. So that's gone.
Yep.
The foundation remains, and I thought that would be a perfect location for our shed.
How big is your shed proposed?
It's 12 or 13 by 17. I think the foundation is 12 or 13. I wanted to go 17 because I've got a 16-foot canoe that I store in the winter in that area, but now I would like to have the canoe inside.
Yep.
So I using the existing foundation, I'd like to have cantilevered over 4 feet to get to a 17-foot shed. That way I can fit a 16-foot canoe in there.
Okay.
So the foundation size is going to be constant.
This foundation is 12 by 13.
Right, and that won't change.
No. Okay. Everything is no. I will not add any foundation.
So you said they made you remove the shed to build your cabin, but not remove the foundation?
Correct. I had to demolition the shed.
And I'm just going to speak open to the board. That makes no sense. You didn't get rid of any impervious. They won't have the goal to make them do that, but.
But the crazy part, to me, it doesn't look like there's no concrete under that, is there? All it is just a wood foundation?
No, there is concrete, yeah.
Yeah.
You have been out to look at it.
We were there and looked at it, and to me, that's why I'm like,
You can't see it, no.
They must have covered it. That's what I was wondering. Is it a foundation?
It is covered.
Right. It's like they wanted to kind of like minimize it, but yet.
It's a very, 10 inches off of grade probably. A poured foundation on the front side, a black foundation on the back side.
Okay. That's what I was confused with. Like,
yeah,
you make them tear down a shed, but you don't take out the footing. What were we doing? I mean, I can't speak for that. What were we doing then?
Well, what I brought up, Leo, when we were there, and I brought it up to Kyle, he actually had him check it through LIDAR. You are on a bluff there. So right now, with that distance to the front of it, you're at 7 feet from the bluff.
Oh.
Yeah, that's another issue. So to me, being that I really didn't see a foundation, I just saw that wood deal that you had.
Yeah.
I couldn't really see a reason why you couldn't move it back off of the property line some and move it back away from the bluff, kind of getting closer to where your drain field is without having any issue. So I'm a little bit struggling with where the practical difficulty is, because you do have room to do it, and then we would be improving two things. One, we'd be improving the side setback and the distance from the bluff,
yep,
which are both issues right now that you're facing.
Okay.
Well,
other than the footing comes out, then you're
take the footing
exposing the integrity of the bluff.
If there is a footing there, like I said, I didn't even see one, and I looked, but yep. I couldn't see anything.
No, you can't.
It's got to be smaller than that. What he's got
yep.
for that
yeah.
for the wood deal, and mm-hmm. so it's got to be smaller than the quote unquote the floor.
Because I didn't see. I went on by myself, and I didn't see anything. But then.
No.
Right. He's saying concrete footings, and I'm going, whoa, what in the world?
Yeah.
I'm looking at, I was with you, Craig. That's how my brain thought, but then it's like, well, now I'm hearing what's underneath the soil.
Yeah. Well, and then if there's concrete under there, leave it there, but still, I don't see a reason why we can't move it back
off of the bluff.
Yeah. Move it off of the bluff and off of the property line.
You're not really showing a hardship.
Well, there is a foundation there, and that's why I would like to reuse the foundation.
Right.
To move it, I'd have to build a new foundation.
Okay.
But the foundation, if it isn't underneath the walls, it isn't doing anything.
It is. It's underneath the walls.
Okay.
Well, I don't know where it is because we didn't see it and we looked. I mean,
the question.
The wall isn't sitting on concrete right there.
It is.
Okay.
Back here. It is.
Okay.
I wish I had been there when you came on it.
That opportunity.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, the applicant could table it and then have us come back out and we can look at it. I mean, if we want to be reasonable about it, right? It's not that. If it's not a thing that we need to do today, you can table it for a month. We can have Kyle set a time when we can actually meet the landowner and he can show us what he's talking about. If a month's time frame for him is okay, you can table it and then we can go back out there and make sure you're there and show us. Because to Craig's point, I went out on my own. These guys went as a group. I couldn't make it. I didn't see it, but I'm not saying that I understand it, right? I mean, I didn't see it. I'm given a piece of paper and what I'm going to look at, and then I'm looking and going, "Oh, this is just kind of."
Well, I have the plan here that shows it. It shows the foundation. This is the original plan from the.
I think the question is, the foundation aside, can we move back from the bluff? That's the question that Craig is.
Well, right. The foundation.
Okay. That's the question.
The foundation is back from the bluff further than the cantilever because it's cantilevered over the foundation.
Would you like to table your request for a month and we can come out and revisit it? Otherwise, you're taking a risk of it being denied versus taking another look at it, and we're not wanting to deny it. That isn't the purpose of this board, but we are wanting to protect the bluff.
But the other thing, you don't have to table it. You can just move the foundation. What Craig is suggesting, get it away from the side setback, get it away from the bluff, and just put a new foundation.
Yeah,
right. That is the other option you can do because cantilevering costs money. Those things cost engineering controls, where if you just built a 12 by, or whatever it is, 13 by 17 footing, I mean, it might not be that far off. I'm not saying that I'm the expert on cost materials, but you know, to pour a thickened edge slab or something might not be too far off of just doing that. I mean, you don't have to go down and you're not heating it, so you don't have to do frost footings. You just have to hold the load of a 13 by 17 shed, which is minimal.
I don't see how the shed would be affecting the bluff.
Well,
because the foundation was already there. Mm-hmm. In fact, when I came to the county and talked to Wayne, he said, if you use the existing foundation, you don't need a permit.
Well,
because the foundation was already there.
What's the recommended distance back from the bluff? 30 feet?
30 feet.
Huh?
30.
30. And you're, well, see, there's the issue right there.
But I would agree with his statement.
Yeah.
I'm not here to try to extend his meaning, but right. I agree with his statement. If he's using the current foundation, but he's here for a variance to get closer to the side setback. So if you don't want to get closer to the side setback.
So what it was is he could build in the exact same footprint.
Right.
But he was going larger by cantilevering over.
Right.
Therefore, we can't.
That's where the permit came into play.
Yeah. Variance came into play. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a problem. He's cantilevering too. Basically closer to the bluff.
Yep.
He didn't go back, because mm-hmm. if he would have went back there further, he'd probably be on the neighbor's property line because of the way it's sitting at that angle.
Yeah, I agree.
So to me, that's like, you know, right now, if we just approved it with what he's asking for, it isn't enough because you didn't have a request in there for the bluff.
And that, did what?
You didn't even have it in your request to be on the bluff.
Oh, to have a variance to have the impact on the bluff.
So. Right.
It's the bluff.
When we had to get a variance to build the cabin,
right?
I'm not sure who it was. A woman came out and determined the bluff and did a
sure
showed us where the bluff was, and it's further down than it may appear or was anyway when she. Taped it out.
I just know that Kyle did verify it, and you're 7 feet from the bluff to the front of where you're looking to be right now.
Craig, so, just question me for Nikki. I wish Kyle's here, but did since 03 when this I see this print,
yep.
did the bluff ordinances change since 03?
They could have.
Right, so that's the other thing. You may have been here in a pre-ordinance, and so now we're talking the blade might have extended the bluff.
Yeah, that's 25 years ago.
Right, so I mean, that's where the bluffs have always been kind of a sticking point. I wouldn't say a sticking point, it's always been a kind of a trying to figure out what a bluff is and where does that bluff lay and what means unstabilization.
We had that, those people on Bad Medicine that wanted to build the second story, which when they built the first level, it wasn't a bluff.
Right, and now it is a bluff. That's what I'm saying. So in the 25 years, you may be in a whole different ordinance category where before they granted it because the bluff was X, and now the bluff is X, and so now we're in that. I mean, we rarely permit anything at 7 feet.
Right.
You know.
That wouldn't.
What is the setback from the bluff now?
30 feet.
Looking at my plan, the shed is no closer to the bluff, or no closer.
But
then the house.
Than the house. It's in line with the house.
But right. Then we're talking 25-year-old ordinance. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Which, what was it 25 years ago?
I can't answer that. That's kind of what I asked Nikki, but I'm not asking her to answer it because that's a lot of research that has to happen.
Yeah, I don't know when it changed, but we can look into it before. I mean,
but that's not going to change the decision of the board because now we're dealing with what we have today, right? Just like we talked about before, 50-foot lots. Aren't great, but guess what?
That's really
our forefathers thought 50-foot lots are awesome. So,
well, the,
you know, I mean,
we have 275.
No, you do. I'm just saying that's what we're dealing with other variances. Oh. No one ever thought 50 feet is okay now,
uh-huh.
Right?
Okay,
you're not going to get that on a recreational lake if we were to redevelop it, but so we're trying to kind of fit it. But
so, if we didn't want the cantilever and we just wanted to keep the existing footprint. Would that change the?
You can build it in the footprint.
You can rebuild it in the exact same footprint, but he's trying to go bigger, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to knock what you're saying. I think you can do it. I'm just saying we've got to deal with that bluff, and if that's the case, it's like, how about we straighten it out, move it back a little bit away from the bluff, and move it away from the side setback,
and we'd be good.
And we'd be good.
Yeah, except I just can't do that.
Okay.
I mean, without.
Do you want to postpone it for 30 days and have us come out and look?
I'm concerned that it's not going to make any difference because you're going to see exactly what I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you there's a foundation there and you'll see it. I'll point that out. It's where it is as shown on my plan. So what's going to be the difference in a month?
It's going to give you 30 days for you to think about moving it back and us to take a look at it. Okay. And we're offering that to you.
Rather than move it back, probably what I would do is just shrink it down to 12 by 13.
You can do that. Okay. Are you willing to do that tonight?
I'll have to.
You agree to it. Go ahead.
Well, all I was going to say is, if you extended the foundation away from the bluff and didn't impact the bluff and just extended the foundation away from it, you could still do your 12 by 17, without impacting that bluff.
Two things. I would be getting closer to the property line and I'd have cut down two nice trees.
That's part of the... And part of the trade-off.
We've got an angle on this. It's not parallel to the property line.
Right, it's angled.
So if you back it in the same shape it is, you're going closer to the property line.
I would be right on the property line, plus cutting down two trees.
Well, it's your call.
My concern with the decision is that the cantilever, because it's not affecting the bluff. If I had a foundation, I can see that. If I had to extend the foundation out closer to the bluff, I can see that. But the cantilever is just open air underneath. How does that impact the bluff?
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying you're within 7 feet of the bluff and the rules are 30.
Yeah.
And if you read what I read, or if you look at it, it's got to fall within the harmony intent and there's got to be some type of practical difficulty. Other than moving your foundation, there's no practical difficulty. You've got plenty of room. You got 150 foot lot. So I'm trying to understand what is a practical difficulty.
Yeah.
And they said right on there, financial is not considered practical difficulty.
I understand that.
Yeah.
No.
So, and again, I'm not trying to be, I want you to get what you want, Leo. I always try and figure out, let people do with the property what they want with it. But if we just said yes to everything without trying to say, okay, if there was something in the way, the septic tank is there, the well is there, X, you can't move it, but you can because there's a lot of room.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's precedent setting for us.
Right.
We have to think back and then we can go to the courts and someone else, if we give you this, and we're going to be sitting somewhere 100%. Else in that process. Because it is legal, right? And that's the thing is that I'm with you. Practical difficulty is not there.
No.
No.
Because you can just move it and put another foundation down and probably not cost you much more money. And, everybody kind of wins.
Right.
I think compromises match is what I should say. Not everybody wins. Yeah. Compromises.
I think at this point I'd be inclined to just use the existing foundation and not cantilever it.
Go 12 by 12?
Yeah, 12 by 13.
12 by 13, excuse me. Okay, that's what you're willing to do?
Well, then you don't really need a...
No, then we really need to... Then we'll basically you'll just be withdrawing your application.
You can use the existing foot without coming here this evening.
And without
I'm sorry you had to come here this evening and
that's what Wayne told me way back when. I could use the existing foundation, and that's kind of what led to.
And we're not denying you that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
All right. So that application is dismissed. Yep. Then. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Do I still need to?
Get a building.
Yeah, that was to come before the board. So I mean, you have the choice of withdrawing or tabling and thinking about it.
Say that again.
You could table it and think about it for 30 days, or you end up just withdrawing.
I think withdrawing is probably what I just can't see that 30 days of your decision is going to be different.
Okay. Yep.
It's going to be the same thing.
Okay, yeah. I don't know that.
Same thing in the same location.
Right.
Yep.
No, what I mean is in 30 days, you're going to see exactly what I'm telling you.
Well,
and you're still going to be concerned about the bluff. And
I think we've explained that in entirety, the bluff. Oh, all right. Well, dismissed then?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll shrink it down to 12 by the existing foundation.
Yep. 12 by 13. Okay.
All right.
Yep. Thank you for your time.
Have a good day. Thank you. And what, I'm sorry, what did you? I didn't, I'm still upset. Okay, thank you.
Okay, six applicants of new business, Sarah Bachman, request a variance to construct a 3.5 foot deep by 12 foot high by 16 feet wide stone property sign on agriculturally zoned property, deviating from the allowable 35 square feet on commercially zoned property or 32 square feet on agriculturally or residentially zoned property with an approved conditional use permit.
Okay. Sarah, are you with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I think Nikki just explained it. I don't know. It's just
that,
pretty.
That explains it pretty black and white, length, width, and height. Any questions?
Said what you're doing out there, Sarah?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Exactly. What are you planning on doing out there besides the sign? Are you going to do the small cabins? Are you going to do a wedding venue or?
Yeah. So what you're referring to is the small cabins. That's Sunnyville. That's the property that I have right north of it. This is my home place. I do have some dreams and some visions, but it's my last name that I want to put on it. So no matter what I do, if my visions and my dreams never ever come to fruition, I'm just putting a sign out there for Bachman.
Okay.
So it has to be considered commercial, even though they're not using any commercial capacity?
Yeah, the ordinance is really weird.
I am really confused here.
So other than...
She's just asking to put her name on a sign.
Yeah, on commercially zoned property, there's rules with the signs. On agricultural or residentially zoned properties, the only thing they allow would be like warning, you know, like warning signs for construction or things like that. Unless you have a conditional use permit, then you're allowed a certain size sign. But yeah, other
so what than, happens when like the people put the monster rock out there and put their 5-digit 911 address on it? I mean, they're all over the county.
Right.
That was my concern. $385 later to come here. But I had to follow the rules.
No, there's no rocks out there.
I was going to pull one in my yard.
Where have you been?
It's kind of cool looking. Barbara's woman etched it in for me. But I didn't know that was against the rules.
Where was your permit?
I haven't did it yet. No, I just, now she's got me questioning my brain. Like, I mean, you see them all over,
you
right?
You better not talk.
Yeah, but I mean, I think there might be a difference, too, between a rock and then, like, a stone sign with a foundation. I mean, I don't know. I don't think a rock is considered a structure.
But if you advertised on it, then what are you going to do? Drill some holes in there and put a big old banner up, and then
I suppose if you adhere like a sign to it, other than your
okay, address, I'm just questioning in my brain.
Because
I'm like,
addresses are even, you know, they're allowed on your mailbox. They're allowed, so I don't. And there might actually there are some exceptions with addresses, but I'd have to look and see exactly what the size and width of those are. But yeah.
How did you come about this particular size? Is it?
It's a large area, so okay. I don't want to have a little sign with a, you know.
It has to fit your whole name, obviously.
Correct.
Yeah. You're not named Hall, for example. Yeah.
Put that on a 2x2. I
get it on.
Yeah, I'm confused, but yeah.
Okay. Back on task here.
I mean, I'm just going to state the fact. I mean, Briar's Hog Farm. He's got a monster out there, and if that's not under permit, then I don't know what should be. So
that's her dad.
I know who it is. I'm just stating the fact when I say this. When I'm like, I drive by it, I know exactly where the sign is. I'm like, I can't. I mean,
when you think of so many other, I think of Century Farms, the different ones yeah. I've seen over the years. Yeah. It's like, I don't. To me, this is an ordinance and a rule that I think is kind of crazy. I mean, somebody wants to have a sign with their name on it, so be it.
On their land?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. She's not asking to make it a commercial sign to call it iDigital and flashing symbols at people.
Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Hearing none. Any correspondence?
None.
Hearing none. Closed testimony?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. That was quick.
Dismissed.
All in favor?
No. Huh? Yeah, all in favor, raise your right hand. You guys are getting hard to handle tonight. Jeez.
Wow.
Holy moly. A rock and a sign. And
sorry about that, Sarah.
Yeah. Thanks for your cash. The county appreciates it.
All right, applicant 7. Kevin Kylo and Kimberly Kylo request a variance to be at 32% impervious surface coverage, deviating from the allowable 25% within the shoreline district. Also requesting to place a water-oriented patio in the outer one-third of the lot, deviating from the required center one-third or best placement. Both requests are due to lot size.
Yep. Welcome.
Hello, I'm Brian.
You're Brian?
Brian Cooksey. The landscaper designer going to do the project.
Okay.
So.
Just.
Well, I got to. Go ahead.
Pavers, I'm assuming is what it's going to be.
Yep, so we're going to do paver patio. So the 16 by 12 is actually underneath an awning, or it's in within covered area. That little bit is actually covered there. I think technically there's only about a foot by 16 feet that's going to be shown underneath the sky in that area there. The big part, the one that's 22 feet by 23 feet, and then that 14 by 5 foot area, there's a door that comes out there, and that's just kind of, there's not a lot of space for them to do anything there. So that's basically it for the pavers there. And then 120 square feet within the shore impact zone there over to the, if you're looking at the lake, to the left side over there.
That's the walkway entrance, as it says on here?
So that concrete, the concrete walkway, that's already poured. They have an apron that was smaller than what was permitted before for their build. That's poured there. So if you're looking at it, the patios are on the lake side, and then that patio that's 22 by 23 with the 14 by 5 foot area there. They actually have a garage door there that opens up to go to the lakeside there. Then they have a covered or raised deck off of a bedroom, I'm assuming, that's up there.
I've got one, maybe more than one question, but I'll start with one.
Yep.
The ordinance is 25%. Okay,
yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're at 32%. You're at roughly 30% over what the maximum acceptable is.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't have any problem with a 26 maybe or a 27, but when you get to 30, I mean, why didn't you come with 40%? I mean,
no, I get it.
No, I mean, I don't mean to exaggerate my point, but that is my point. You're a third over what the maximum allowable is. I don't think that's permittable.
I can take.
I'm speaking for myself, one person here, but I think that needs to be discussed.
Yep.
And we got to shrink this sucker down to get it closer to 26 or 7 or.
Okay. So the roof house, the roof itself for the house that's built is 50 by 44. So that's roughly 2,200 square feet that they do have downspouts on that I could put into a catch basin, 12 by 12 catch basin, and French drain it out.
I'm not talking just downspouts.
Okay.
I think downspouts would help if we get closer to where we need to be. But man, 32% is just, I mean, that's a new precedent that I think everybody would like to have, but I don't see that as being permittable. That's my opinion. One opinion.
I would just say it's hard for a practical difficulty.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I'm not saying that we have permitted 32 before.
No.
But they had practical difficulties.
Right.
They had wells. They had septics. They had setbacks. They had oblong.
Is there a reason, Brian, that they aren't considering doing pervious decking so right. that the water can go through it versus pavers?
That was my question.
Like building a wood deck as their walkway because then it allows water through it.
I mean, it's crossed their mind. This is just something that they picked out, and I think the only real issue, and maybe I might be over on the 32%, and I kind of figured in the area of the 16 foot by 12 foot that's already covered, so that technically shouldn't be counted against the Kylos there on that. And my figure that I came up with really, before everything, and then when Nikki and them they went out, everyone's kind of had like a different number. I came up with 29.94 was my first initial one that I went out and looked at. And then I think, I can't remember who else went out there and looked at it from the county and took other measurements. And I think they came in around 30, 31, 32%. So it was kind of all over. But I think realistically I was around 30% on that. And I think we just kind of went with 32. When I was discussing with Nikki and everything on there, but realistically, when I did do the permit itself, I was right around. I think it came in at like 29.94.
Yep.
And I know it gets
29.94 without the 12 by 16 deck or the roof. Sorry.
Yep.
Which is already covered, as you said.
Yep, that's already.
It's 192 square feet.
Yeah. You know,
and I'm not saying that we. It's hard to consider it when it's not in the application, so. I don't know how we do that, but
that's on the application. 32, you mean?
Well, yeah, but he incorporated the 192 square feet from that's covered patio already. But
I believe I did. It was kind of a I'll just say.
Well, I think you maybe need to be a little more definitive on your space that you're requesting than 12 by 16, 8 by listed out and.
Yep. So this area, the 12 by 16, that's a defined area there. That can't.
But we don't have.
It's the other one that I was looking at saying, if I was going to ask you to change something, that one is 23 by 20. It's on the outside. I don't see the reason you couldn't put down treated 2 by 6s and put that, basically the plastic decking. It'd still look nice. And that gets us then all of a sudden a heck of a lot closer to where we.
Yeah. What if I was able to shrink the pavers down to maybe like a 20, 22 by 20?
It ain't going to change.
I don't think that's going to be enough.
And move the needle.
You're not. No.
I mean, you're talking. I mean,
you've got a lot of space
over
there.
7% over.
So yeah. Remember, you can always dig the deck in.
Right. Yeah.
So nobody's saying you got to elevate it 8 inches.
Yeah. I mean, another thing was too that they were thinking about putting a hot tub on that. So I don't think it's extra ligand. I mean, yeah, it would.
Yeah, it would support it.
Okay. The water mitigation. I mean, we're getting the yard. We're adding yard on that. So we're lining up the with the existing yard. So they have that sand beach that indents in. So we're really going to take that and we're going out to each property line where the grass is there now too. So we're taking some of that sand away. So that's going to become yard. I've talked to them about doing rain garden in there to divert the water over there. The whole yard is going to be regraded. The water can slope away from.
I mean, all that helps, but it would really help if we could get them to make that one area pervious versus impervious. And then, as far as the little patio down by the lake and that other one underneath there, I don't see the issue there. To me, it's a reasonable request, but the one, I don't see why they need to have that impervious. I think they could work with us and say, okay, you try and help us get you closer to where the rules are. We'll try and get you the end result you're looking for.
Okay.
You want to table it for 30 days and bring it back redone and
see what they say.
See what they say.
And the owner.
Yep.
And my suggestion to you for my, I'm a slow learner. If you've got 12 by 20 and you've got 13 by 40 numbers that show where the area is and the amount, where we can shrink or adjust.
Like I said, my initial one was 29.94.
Yep.
Initial one. And then talking with planning and zoning, we wanted to change it to 32.
Yep. Yep.
So I know getting to 30%, I've been in these, like getting to 30% is like, that's a no-no. Like 30 is like max, and then like, that's even pushing it.
30 is pushing it.
You know, so, I mean, I was comfortable coming in with a 30% and doing water mitigation for all the roof lines and doing rain garden and all that stuff for it.
The situation that the board is in, we get other applications every month, and you got a 32, really? You know, that's just so out of bounds
that we got to make it
reasonable.
Yeah, and calculate that sand. If you're getting rid of it and you're putting sod in there, you're putting black dirt, I mean, calculate that in your benefit.
Yeah.
But if you're going to take a little edge there where the chairs sit, that's gaining. You're gaining there.
Yep.
So, I mean.
How much? Right. We need to know that.
We need to know that. I mean, so.
Yep.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But if that's going to be a
100%. It will help with water mitigation. I don't think it's going to change the impervious any, because sand is not, quote unquote, impervious.
Right.
No.
That's what's grass is the same as sand.
Right. Basically. It's going to help with maybe a little more filtration, because it will maybe slow the water down a little more than sand would, but it's not impervious. So it's not going to change the impervious number by going from sand to grass.
But if we're on the borderline of
26
or 28 or something.
Yeah,
like
then
that.
It's definitely.
And it gives them more room to make a rain garden or a water 100%. Mitigation or different a swale story. Or a different
thing. Good point.
Yeah.
Good
so
point.
If I can get it to 28% with the pavers if they don't want to go with that,
I'd say.
And then water mitigate for everything else.
I'd say 28 is a pretty high number.
If I water mitigate for the 3% or 4% to get down to under 25%.
You might have that as a proposal. It's up to you. We don't design
getting rid of that sand, it would definitely help.
Yeah. Well, I'm just asking out because my first one was at 29.94 and clearly I didn't bring all my stuff. So I'm gonna table it. But I was at 29.94 with my first one. I'll review all that stuff.
You review it.
I'll do all that. And then
the board isn't in a position of designing and telling you what to do. That's your
No, but I'm just saying.
But I'd say we'd like you to get as close as you can.
Yeah. Yep. You get as close as you can, and then that's where we're here to work with as best we possibly can. We're not here to say no.
I know.
But we're here to better the surroundings that we live in for the future of our kids. You know, that's our goal.
So say I get it to the 28% and then have a water mitigation plan for and I'll have that all figured out.
Yep.
Before the next meeting. And I get that down to 25%.
Okay. That sounds like that's a plan.
25-24% somewhere in that area.
24 is good.
Yep.
Anything under 25, that's what we're looking for.
Yep. All right.
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
So that application has been tabled for 30 days, and that'll be on the July agenda. Okay.
All right, final applicants. Jeffrey and Michelle Wasica request a variance to replace an existing deck currently located at 19 feet from the ordinary high water mark with a 240 square foot patio to be located 39 feet from the OHW, deviating from the required setback of 100 feet on a recreational development link due to lot size and setback issues.
What is the shore impact zone on Little there? Do you know?
Little Cormorant?
Yep.
50 feet.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have any stakes, so it was.
Well, they had paint, but its majority of it had washed away.
Tape?
Paint.
It was painted.
Oh, there it was. I didn't see that.
But you can only see part of it because when they mowed, I think they cut it. They had it painted because it's a circle.
Okay.
At the same point, I mean, I'm looking at where's the practical difficulty to not have a fire pit.
There is no practical difficulty on this.
Put a fire pit somewhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you want your fire pit, but I could design it in a million different ways to not be here.
And there's a lot of spots on that lot. I wasn't satisfied that it was marked. So I'm out of bounds, I guess.
Only thing I looked at was the neighbors,
which
basically is in the exact same place, exact same thing what they have. So it's like, okay, well.
But it is.
Where the one to the right, though, if you look at the one on the right, they got their circle by fire pit.
Look at the one to the left.
I know to the left, but look at the right. The one to that, he's way back there.
You know, he put his house back so he could have his fire pit at the 50 foot.
He's got the way the road is going there, all of them going to the left just get smaller.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I see what and why they're asking him, but. You know, he's under the, you know, he doesn't have an impervious issue. He's still under.
No, that is a huge lot. I mean, there's a lot of spots you can have a fire pit on that lot.
But it makes sense. They would like to have it in front of the house.
Oh, I'd like to have it right by the water's edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, make it out of sand. Put it at the water's edge. Yeah. I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't here talking to us. Scared to get it. What kind of stuff on this?
Well, I don't know what.
I can think you can move it towards the house. I mean, yeah. It's still going to be in the center of the lot. Just move it towards the house.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I was going to say we could just move it back. So. Right.
We didn't have a number. I don't have a number on that to move it. How far back? There's a picture.
What if we just said 50 feet? Make it how you want.
Keep it out of the shore impact zone. That's our goal every time, every day.
I'd say if it's out of the shore impact zone. I'd say if it's out of the shore impact zone, that'd be acceptable. But
or make an impervious fire pit wherever you want and don't talk to us.
Right.
See, now, here's what I... There is a walkway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of their deal.
But I mean, okay.
Just attach it right here, you know.
You could put it there.
Right. I mean...
Roger, is there a... do we know any reason why we don't have anybody representing this?
They just chose not to be here. Okay. That's it.
I do see on here some discussion about mitigation and other things that have been proposed to perhaps eliminate some of the concerns. And I guess I'm uncomfortable making a decision without a little bit more context other than just what we have on the page.
Hands down. And that's why I'm leaning more on the Craig's comment to keep it out of the shore impact zone and we're good to go, which allows them 50 feet, right? Because it should have been 100. We're giving them that 50 feet to work with.
Yeah, you know? They've just changed the shape of their walkway a little bit, keep it a little bit closer to the building.
Out of the shore impact zone.
Yeah, or you can go, you know, this way towards the neighbor.
Well, actually, they can't. See, that's the other part of it, which Kyle was explaining to us, which I think is crazy. And those people on Cotton, it was the same thing. It has to be in the center third of the lot for a patio. It can't be on the side third.
That's the ordinance.
That's the ordinance.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yes, that's the reason they couldn't put it over here is because of that ordinance.
Yeah.
So what defines a patio?
Well, anything that you...
My walkway next to my house is 12 feet wide and it's a sidewalk. I built it because my tractor's got a 10-foot snowblower.
Yep.
I would consider that a patio in anybody else's mind, but I did it because I didn't want to drive in my
car. Well, I think it's just basically this water-orientated, quote-unquote, patio or structure or whatever you want. Supposedly, it has to be in the center third of the lot.
Build some big-ass sidewalks.
Or best placement.
Why don't you just put that in the... You want to put that in the motion, Craig?
Excuse me?
Out of the shore impact zone in the center of the lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, any question on that?
Nope, I'll second it.
Okay. Motion?
Motion to approve not at the 39 feet, just it must be at 50 feet and somewhere best placement in the center of the lot.
The center third of the lot.
Center third of the lot.
Second?
There it is.
Okay.
Unless he's got something.
Well, I'm gonna suggest that I may not vote on this one because I don't feel comfortable. I don't think we know the whole story.
But it's their choice to not come here.
I understand.
So they can pay another $400 and come tell their story. You know, if they want something else, they pay another $400 and come. I know it's not great, but they didn't make the effort that everybody else in the audience did.
And it says in the brochure, you're representative.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
No, I'm not.
But I'd say if you don't want to vote, don't vote.
No, well, thank you.
Yeah. No, I respect that.
I just want to make sure that.
Yeah.
So you know my perspective.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yep. All right, we got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your right hand. All those opposed? Okay. Motion carried. Okay.
Did we
I got a...
We didn't approve the minutes from last week.
Oh, we forgot. I bypassed that.
Roger.
Oh,
man.
What a knucklehead.
What are you doing?
I don't know. You might wonder sometimes if you only knew. All right.
I guess I didn't see any additions or corrections.
I didn't either.
The reason we didn't bring the minutes up is there was only two of us, Dell and I, and we weren't going to argue over the minutes, were we?
Oh, but yeah. You should have brought it up earlier.
I know. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of May 14th meeting?
I'll second.
Well, we got a motion.
He made the motion.
Yeah, Hall already did it.
All right. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, that's carried.
Get a right hand.
Yeah. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I forgot my wallet, so I had
to, holy
I
moly.
Had to come back anyway on the way.
We only took $100, we'll reapprove
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's fine.
No.
You're right.
Oh, thank goodness you come back for it. Wow.
That was after the meeting was adjourned.
Yeah.
I did want to respond to your suggestion to wait a month.
Sure.
Table for a month. I'm not going to be here. That's another reason why that doesn't work. In fact,
we could go two.
You can go 60 days.
You can go 60 days.
Actually, an applicant can table for up
they can
to
do
a
it indefinitely.
Yeah, up to 1 year of that, right?
We're not hard and fast on. We have some standards, but
you want to think about it?
You pardon me?
Do you want to think about it for a while or?
Well, no. I just I guess I want. It's probably out of line, but do you ever come and view it in between sessions? Like, well, I'm here. I'm only here until the 23rd of June.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can come and review it, but we won't make a decision until
the
next month.
Until you're ready to bring it back.
We can't.
We can't have a hearing in between.
Does it have to be published so many weeks in advance, and your neighbor's got to be notified so many miles? So
we get a notification.
I think you have to follow all those rules.
Still have to.
But you are allowed to table it up to, I believe it's a year.
Yeah.
And so you could decide when you wanted it to come back before the board, and then they could arrange to meet with you either before you leave or when you come back before that next meeting. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It doesn't seem like it was a real good alternative other than shrinking it, building it on the existing foundation. I mean, that's basically what you would see. You'd come out and you'd see, yeah, there's a foundation there, but it doesn't change.
Well, I think you've seen our position, and I mean,
I appreciate you're being careful.
Not everybody agrees with it all the time. I understand that.
There's no harm in tabling it if you want to think about it.
Well, actually, I want to get involved. Well, I'm here. I've got a couple of weeks to work on it, so I think I'll just keep building.
There you go.
All right. Just a minute, fellas.
Did we officially adjourn?
Yep.
We did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're adjourned.